All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to now go into this subject, and I just, America, there's some things you got to fix. You know, here's one. Here's a thing that should not happen. We know it shouldn't happen, but it does. Did you hear about the two children, the two young girls, a Sesame Street character, person dressed as one of the Sesame Street characters in a place called Sesame Place, where children go, parents take their children to this place, whimsical place, excuse me, where parents can and children can be children, you know, and take you away from all the other issues that people face in the society. And I watched this morning, and I got to tell you, it lit a fire under me because, again, I'm 68 years old and have seen some things in my time. And you know, I'm a product of the civil rights movement and saw a lot of things as a young guy that really angered me about our nation. And even in my 68th year of living, still see that many of the vestiges of racism and bigotry still exist in our country. And I watched this Sesame Street character walking down the street and high-fiving everybody until he came upon two little black girls who reached their hands out to be high-fived, just like all the other people that were on the parade route. And he shook his head, and he pulled his hand back, and he kept on walking. Now, you may say that's not a big deal. Hey, Earl, come on, you're making more of this than you should. But to those two little girls and their mom, that was hurtful and unnecessary. Not just the fact that it was hurtful, but the fact that it was absolutely unnecessary. Sesame Street Place, Philadelphia, has apologized after the woman claimed that a performer intentionally ignored her young black daughters, sparked an online backlash. You can see this. It was all over Facebook or all over social media. And so clearly you can see what was at the root of it. A person dressed as a Sesame Street character who did not want to interact with these two young black girls after he had interacted with all the other white children that were along the route. And you can only imagine the pain that causes to young girls who wonder why he did this. The response by the owners of, you know, the Sesame Street Place was to apologize and say that they're going to do some sensitivity training. But it's not the sensitivity training that I'm getting at. It's the fact that even to this day, that there are people who feel that way based on nothing other than the color of somebody's skin. Those girls were no threat to this adult. They hadn't said anything to him. They hadn't done anything other than stand there in line like all the rest of the children, waiting and excited about having an opportunity to get a hand slap from one of the characters that they love. He couldn't find it in his heart to even do that. The hate that he had and that he has, again, based on nothing other than the color of these children's skin. We still have that too much in this country. And I don't know if we're ever going to get over that. I really don't. And the more I watch the hate and listen to the hate that's done on conservative radio, conservative television, and many of the politricksters who have that in their hearts, and you see it, and then you're a person of color, and you challenge it, and the argument is always, well, you're reading more into it than you should. Because I'm sure, had it not been a video of what took place with these young girls, there would have been the same thing. Oh, that's not what they meant. The guy didn't mean that. We clearly saw what he meant. And even the owners of the business saw what he meant. And their response was, we are going to do this diversity training. First thing they should have did was got rid of him. They should have got rid of him. Children. He's an adult. He's got that kind of hate in his heart. And then he extrapolates that out to babies, to children. Look, if people feel that way, keep it to yourself. There's no law against you feeling that way. Nobody can legislate the way you feel. But you know what? We can't expect people to legislate how they treat others. You can feel whichever way you want to feel. But when your feelings start becoming a problem and an issue with other people, that's where the problem starts. And this guy did exactly that. Video went all over the world. The only thing that saved him is that he had on this costume. But he didn't have to have on the costume. We know there are people who are just like him who will do it even without a costume and feel comfortable about it. So when do we ever come to a point in this society that you know, is put on the back burner? When do we get beyond judging somebody that we don't know solely because of the color of their skin? When do we get beyond that, America? You know, the greatest nation on earth, I'm told. You know, to some of us, it is not that. And it never will be until the people of this nation start realizing that equality is more than a word. You know, we're all one, more than a slogan. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights all become more than just a document. They have to become a living document. And the only way they can become living documents if the American people make them that. And the only way they can do that is through their hearts. And some people, their hearts have to be pricked in order to make that happen. But anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow, as always. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Tell somebody about us. Tell somebody about our new powerful outreach at 5:40 a.m. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.